Jeff Bean?
Is Dawn available?
Oh, I think so. Let me double check. May I tell him who's calling?
Sure. Would you let him know Zach from Bank of Cardiff is following up with him?
Okay. Hold on one moment, please.
Thank you.
This is Don. Can I help you?
Hey, good morning, Don. It's Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Zach, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How was your weekend?
Oh, it was kind of hectic. We've got my wife's dad is in a comatose state up in a long-term facility up in Nashville, Tennessee, and we went up there and poor fella had some strokes. He had strokes over the years, but this last one actually has not come out of a coma since he had it. And we're trying to, you know, of course, hoping and praying and also getting prepared to move him to an extended long term, like a nursing facility that you know, that can accommodate someone that's on a respirator. He's not on complete life support. He actually opens his eyes, he does things, he moves, but he cannot speak and he cannot acknowledge you, you know, far as verbally, but he can acknowledge you with his eyes. If you call out his name, he'll open his eyes.
Wow. That's got to be very tough on you guys. I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yeah, that is something you never get you. And then I had a good friend that his daughter, one of the local banks, his daughter, only child he had, got killed in a car wreck over the weekend. And 19 years old. And, boy, she was his pride and joy.
That's just completely awful. I'm so sorry to hear that. Man, life really throws you some curveballs sometimes, doesn't it?
It can. It makes you think. It makes you appreciate your immediate family because, you know, you're not promised you're going to have them from one day to the next.
Absolutely. You could not be more correct. Yeah. Can I go home and actually next time I see my family, just give them extra hugs?
You don't never know if you or one of them may not be there the next day or the next week. We're none promised anything.
You are right, my friend. You are right. Hey, on a lighter note, I just had got a note from underwriting here, and they just were asking for a little bit of clarification between American Power Sports Sales Center Corporation and American Power Sports Manufacturing Company.
The APMC was initially the parent company. It's been in a dormant state now since 2001. It's still there. They're basically, Zach, is one and the same. And American Power Sports Manufacturing is not in an existent, you know, far as in an existing company that's operational. Okay. APSC is. Now, depending upon what the outcome tomorrow is, will determine if APMC is going forward with manufacturing stateside, because that was the whole intent. So that company has been set up since, you know, far as just a shell set up. No corporation, nothing, no activity on it since it was set up originally on March the 1st of 2001.
So it's a shell.
Yeah, it's nothing. That is, there's no activity, there's no website, there's nothing on that company at all.
Okay. I will let them know. Yeah, because they're saying, you know, since these are two separate entities, we'll need a signed application and bank statements from each entity. This will clarify things, so we can't get it in any bank statements since it's just the shell of a corporation.
Yeah, it's never. There's never been any activity on it. It was set up and the name captured, and you know, far as the company, you know, incorporated the name on it, and that's as far as it's ever went. And, of course, when it's restructured next year, if it does go into production, manufacturing goes in, it'll be changed, because we've got a lot of investors on that side of it that it's wanting to come on board from California all the way to the East Coast. It's wanting to be involved in the manufacturing side of it. It's just going to all determine how the outcome of the election goes.
Gotcha. And I guess, yeah, we'll have a little more clarity tomorrow, I guess.
Now, as far as on that goes, that way, it's got one has got nothing to do with the other.
Okay. I think that's all that I'll need. Let me shoot that back over to them. We're still working on, I'm still working on getting an approval here. I'm hoping to have some more feedback for you by the end of today.
Well, that'll be great. I actually had another company, believe it or not, call me up that I had, before me and you had talked, I had spoken to one time and sent some documents over there. And he first was trying to tell me, he said, now that they're not an in-house lender. I said, yes, they are. They're not a buyer. I said, yes, they are. Now, I said, I've done research on them. Let me tell you something. I'm not defending them. But I said, I've done research on them. And they have got an impeccable reputation now. I said, whether they do or they don't do the loan is irrelevant to the reputation they've got. And
right.
I said, they are legitimately a bank. They're not. He said,
depository.
I don't get it. Yeah, exactly. And I said, but you know, they are a true in-house lender. And I said, look, and this guy kept on. I said, well, if they're going to be involved, I may need to just pull out. I said, you do whatever you feel like you need to do. I don't care. I really don't care. And because I don't like people trying to do strong arm tactics like that, don't work.
Yeah.
And no matter how bad I may need something, I'll walk away from it when in situations like that because I've been burned too many times in the past. Well,
yeah.
He comes, the last thing, he said, I'll tell you what, Mr. Hopper, he said, once they do, if you don't mind, he said, I'd like to see their offer. He said, it may be a fantastic offer, and he said, or I may be able to beat that offer. And, I said, look, my friend, I said, I don't want no, hard feelings with anyone. I said, but, if you want to, that's fine. If you don't want to pursue, that's fine. He said, somebody, Zach, and I don't think it was him, that somebody, and it wasn't but three of us, three that I'd spoken to, you, him, and this other guy by the name of Jeffrey Smith, and he said somebody was shopping it like crazy. I said, I don't know who'd be doing that.
I don't either.
And I said,
a fear tactic, potentially?
It could be. I mean, that's, because none of his conversation it went out there so far, because then he had to back up. And I told him, I pointed him towards you guys' course website. Then I pointed him towards all the reviews that are not listed on your website. And, independent reviews about the company. And I said, now, you tell me they're not. You tell me that they're not an in-house lender. You tell me they're not a bank. You tell me, I said, now look, these reviews are not off their website. I said, these reviews are independent reviews that I have pulled. And he said, well, yeah, you're right. They're legit. I said, yeah, they are. I said, they're not the Yellowstones that brokers out things to 14 different people. No, they're not that.
No. One thing, if it is a larger deal of, over $200,000 to $300,000, we will on occasion partner with another lender, but other than that, majority of, 80 to 90% of our stuff is in-house. So I think that he was just trying to use a small portion of what we do and expound upon it, basically.
Well, see, I mean, a lot of them, to be honest with you, Zach, a lot of them, the ones that do partner, you don't even know who the partner is. And even on the end of it, you'll see it when you sign the contracts, but that's as far, you can never speak to anyone, and they're not partner, they actually have turned it over, sold it to someone else, but
right.
You've got no contact information for the person they sold it to.
Exactly. So if anything were to pop up, they don't even know who to reach out to.
No, that's
sort of
exactly
assistance.
Right. Exactly. And I've seen that. I've seen that out of one in particular. And I told him, I said, I've never seen a company do this. You you would want whoever you're contracting with for any amount of money. I don't care if it's $100 or $100,000 or $100 million. You'd
right.
want to have information on it. And they do. You don't, or we don't. Have the information they do, but you don't, so there's no way you can reach out to them to find out anything or have questions or anything like that.
Right.
You can't reach out to them. Those things I don't like.
Yeah, if you just wanted something as simple as an account balance, it's almost...
Yeah,
you can't.
Yeah, you can't. Well, that's exactly where it all comes out. You couldn't get one. You could not get it. It took as long as 3 weeks to get a payoff on one.
That's incredible. That is incredible. It should not be like that. It should take, inside of an hour.
Oh, yeah, but see, though, they don't want them paid off.
No. They want to refi you, if anything. So they try to...
I had one of them call this morning. It was Capital Funding that called this morning. And I said, right now I appreciate it, but I said, I've got some other ones. I've got another entity working on a project for me, and I just don't need to get involved with anything else as of this time.
Mm-hmm.
And because, that's just, they're legalized. Some of it is literally just like loan sharking, basically, is what it is.
Absolutely.
The rate is enormous, but the one thing you've got to look even more so careful about is not just the rate, it's what their fees are, the upfront fees that they're going to deduct out of whatever they're offering to fund you. You're liable to get hit like I did with $3,200 worth of fees that came off of that were not
Ooh.
Included. Yeah, they hit me, and I mean that's why that, you know, Yellowstone and those, I would never recommend them to anyone, because they actually done that, and there was nothing I could do. They had an $800 broker fee. They had a $1,995 bank fee. All
what?
That come out. Yes. And you, I mean, you were right at the contract. I mean, you were signing the contract when you realized it and seen it. And then they said, well, we're going to waiver this fee. That fee was never wavered. They turned around, and even the company that done the funding said, Mr. Harper said, you can actually go in there and go after that company. They did not have the right. They hit me with a $2,500 broker fee.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
You know, that's legalized stealing is what that is. And they debited
right.
it straight out of the account. Now, it wasn't part of the payback. It was debited directly from them out of our checking account.
Yeah, so we typically have one fee, and it's a standard setup fee for $250 to
yep.
set up the
uh-huh.
ACH,
yeah.
you know,
yep.
and that's it. If it was something larger,
uh-huh.
Depending on the circumstances, we'd have like a 1% origination fee, but that
yep.
you know,
yep.
typically
yep.
is.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. But see, they don't refer to them as the fees like we're talking about. That's not how they refer to them. Their bank fee that you're talking about, the $250 ACH
uh-huh.
setup, is $1,995.
Why? How?
I can prove it. I literally got it in writing. It was unreal. All the fees combined together was $3,242 and some odd cents.
That sounds like a teetering on illegality.
Exactly. And like I say, and of course, you've got the option not to sign and accept it, but you've done been drug out for a week, see?
Yeah,
and at that term, turned away your other counter offers that you've had. You've done turned them away because you got your contract in front of you. They will not give you that contract. These guys wouldn't until you ordered it. And at that time, you had to cut. You had to have the rest had to be turned loose.
That's just I don't know how they get away with that.
We call
stuff.
It legalized. It's debatable whether it's legalized, Stephen, but it's basically this. It's bait and switch is what it amounts to.
Exactly. It falls within that gray area of, you know, what is and what isn't legal.
Exactly. But and all he had a fit when I told him. My wife is actually on this. Oh, you shouldn't have ever done that. I'm going to pull out. I acted real idiotic. And I
yeah.
said, son, you're not in it to start with. You know, I mean, I don't know what pulling out is, because when
right.
you don't have a proposal on the table, all you've got is documentation somebody supplied to you. You're not pulling out of anything. You're just viewing documentation that maybe should never have been submitted to you to start with to view, but you still are not, you're not on the table on the contract with anyone. And so how can you pull away from something you've never gotten involved with?
Yep,
and I said, he wasn't the one. I said, let me straighten this out real quick. Number one, he did not ask for that. I volunteered that.
Uh-huh.
And that is true. You know it was.
Yeah.
And I said, so, you know, you need to, I mean, I was getting on the defensive because this guy was, you know how they'll try to chop somebody else down. I don't believe in doing those things in my business. Sell the people on what you got to offer, not on what somebody else is trying to get over on them. If you're truly honest and sincere and good at your job, you
yeah.
can sell them on your product. Don't worry about what somebody else is doing.
Right. Exactly. And you know what? I guess on the sales end of things, you can walk away from the deal either way with a clear conscience, knowing that you put your best foot forward and you weren't trying to be deceptive in any way.
Right, Jack. If somebody spends their time bad-mouthing or degrading, belittling another company or another entity, you can rest assured there's something in theirs that they don't want you focusing on. That's why they're trying to drain the tension off of it and
of
onto
course.
Something else. I never would have thought it would have been like this in the loan business, because I'm very familiar with banking industry, very much from the credit unions all the way up and down, but I've never seen so much unorthodox practices going on. But you got to understand, when merchant cash and all that is a whole different entity than what straight line banking is or investing
right.
is. And because investors don't care what Mark Cuban or anybody else is doing. You know, either we're talking to you about us. We don't care what any of the rest of them are doing.
Yeah.
But now, in the merchant cash, it's not like that. They're trying to belittle everyone else out there if you mention another name of anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And that tells you there that they are not real sold on their own product line.
Absolutely. If you don't, yeah, you know, that makes perfect sense. It almost sounds like the Democratic campaign platform.
It does kind of that. I never thought about that, but I guess you're right. You're exactly right. Well, what do you think, my friend? What do you think about it with now with hers on there?
Ugh, and what the FBI said yesterday? Did you hear about that? They cleared her?
Oh, yeah. But they had to. He had to back off. Man, that guy's got more pressure on him than anybody I've ever seen. And I'm not, you know, holding up for him, supporting him. But he's got so much pressure because the DOJ is not going to do anything. And if the DOJ tried to, the president would
he'd go over their heads.
Oh yeah, he would pardon, so it ain't gonna make any difference. But there's so much pressure being put on that
Comey,
that it's not even funny. He would not have brought it back up if this is the way he intended it for it to come out. And there's no way possible you could have viewed 650,000 emails. And they said,
in eight days,
you can't do that. That's impossible. Even some of the Democratic guys that I know, Congress, in Senate and Congress both, are stating, they said, Don, you know. I said, I know it didn't. I said, but you know what they're up against. I mean, the machine is wanting that. Their machine is wanting her in for whatever reason.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I look back last year at what she looked like last year and this year. Man, I'm telling you, there's something seriously wrong. She has aged in 1 year. Looks like she has aged 5 to 7 in one. If you
Absolutely.
Don't really go back and look, something health-wise is wrong with her, which a buddy of mine said, he said, Don, it is. She is not in good health whatsoever.
I've got Parkinson's disease.
There's got to be something. And, I mean, that's why, that, you know, I've told a lot of the guys, they know how I feel, but I said, don't make fun of anyone, her included. When it comes to health, you need to have a little bit of scruples, have a little bit of decency about you. Leave that alone.
Mm-hmm.
She may be a lot of things. I'm not a big fan of hers.
Would not
support her, but I will not make light of somebody's health condition. That right there is idiotic. That's a poor taste when you do that. And,
absolutely.
And the person that would step in there if something happened to her is the biggest joke that I have ever seen. I cannot.
That guy scares me.
Oh, he does. He not. I mean, you know, he has got. You've got to practice to be as ignorant as he is. There was only 30 people showed up at his rally, man.
I saw that one in Florida. Yeah,
30 people. But you would hear him, about him over there in the Carolinas. They all, when you mention his name, they go laughing. They said, you know, how he got in where he's at now is beyond all of us. And he is not intelligent, high strung. Trump's high strung. This guy is like a ticking time bomb. If you don't agree with him, he literally goes off the deep end.
And that's your typical liberal, though, you know?
Yeah, man, but gosh dang, you would not want that up there. Because he couldn't handle it, doesn't have the intelligence. You know, that's one thing I've got to give it to Hillary. She's smarter on her dumbest day than this guy is on his brightest.
And it's unfortunate, though, that how intelligent she is, she's using it for the wrong reasons.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, that, like I say, because she is, I'm going to be honest, she's got more intelligence than Bill ever thought about having.
I read that she was pulling the strings while he was in the White House.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that very much. Because he was just, Bill is just, in all honesty, Bill could not keep his hands off the ladies. Now, he really was running after the women. Now, he's always been that way. I mean, from way back, that's what got him in trouble when he was an attorney now and got him disbarred. You know, he's always been that way. You know, he's nothing like, you know, he tried to compare himself to Jimmy Carter. He's nothing like Jimmy Carter. Now,
no.
I mean, you know, Jimmy has done more since he's been out of office than he did when he was in office.
Yeah, absolutely. Didn't he win a Nobel Peace Prize after?
Yeah, he did.
Coming out
sure,
of,
but,
yeah.
But see, you got to understand, the machine has ran the government for so many years, and that machine doesn't. It's not biased against any Democrat, Republican. Man, there is just as many of each one involved in the corruption up there. Guaranteed,
right.
There are just as many Republicans as Democrats that's involved in that corruption.
I agree with you.
It's been that way for years and years. And like I say, the one thing Trump is going to have to worry about if he does walk in that office is living. Because I promise you, they're going to want to take him out the worst that they've ever done.
Because
they hate him that bad.
I'd read something very interesting and actually heard on a radio report on Saturday also that the powers that be had approached Trump and said, hey, you know what, if you play ball with us, we'll guarantee that you win the election. And Trump said, no, let the people decide. They said, okay, well, if you just do what we say some of the time, we'll still get you in the office. And Trump said, no, let the people decide. So, you know, he had an option there to give up everything right there and get placed in the office. But I guess we'll have to see what happens tomorrow.
Zach, the thing of it is, even if this would affect you guys, us, and all over this nation, if this country does not turn around very quickly,
we're done.
We're gone. And when that happens, I don't care how much cash money you have, it's not going to be worth the paper it's printed on.
Nope.
And number one, if we are taken over by another country, then what you any properties, anything you own, is not going to be yours anymore. It'll either be through socialization, which is a minor step comparison to what complete communism is.
Right.
And why do you think that the guys in China, when they come over here, don't want to go back? None of them wants to go back.
Yeah, we've got a great thing going on here.
Right. They know what they're up against. Over there, my friend, you cannot cut a tree without getting pre-approval over there. You don't actually own anything there. It's lended to you. You've got to play ball with the Chinese Economic Group, which is like our federal government is. I know. I've spoken to those guys. And I'm telling you, those guys right now, look at that new jet that they just got through releasing information on. It will outdo our fighter jet.
Really? I didn't hear about that.
Oh, yeah. Their whole intent, see, they don't want to come over here on U.S. soil because, quote-unquote, behind every blade of grass, there's a gun. That's the way they view it. Because, see, over there, the Chinese can't carry guns in their country.
No.
They're not allowed to.
No, Mao took them.
We do. So what they're fearful of is not our military. They're fearful of our people if they come over here and try to take it on U.S. soil.
Oh, they damn well better be, too.
Yeah, because the military is the least of their worries in.
Exactly.
You know, because the military can't be at every place at the same time. But when you start talking about 93% of American people owning guns,
mm-hmm.
I can guarantee you they don't long to stay alive if they come over here. And that's what they're fearful of. So that's why they're trying to pit the country, split the country down the middle. So you've got black against white. You got a Hispanic against Latino. You got all these mix going on. So you've created a civil war. And when you do that, then they come over and just, as old cliche go, pick the
divide and conquer.
You got it. That's all they're doing, see. And that's what folks needs to be fearful of. And money, I don't care how much money you got, you can't buy your way out of that. Once it happens, it's happened. That's it. There's no turning back.
And generations.
That's why it worries us so badly.
Yes, yes. So it's going to be probably a sleepless night tonight.
Oh, I can only imagine. Like I say, that it's hard to believe with as many. Why they shot back up to PA is beyond me, because she's took out all the heavy hitters she's got and moved them back up to PA, and I'm very familiar with the state of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's one of the biggest Amish states, but what it's also, when you get over the Philly side, 90% of the population, and I'm being liberal there, is in Philadelphia. You know, Philadelphia and Pittsburgh are rivals. That state is as much rivalry between the West and the East as it would be in the North and the South. Now,
gotcha.
It's that bad up there. And I've traveled that whole state, got friends all over the state of Pennsylvania. And I'm telling you, the West does not like the East, nor does the East like the West. But Philly's the biggest city, and basically, even though it's in PA, it's actually a little more towards the D.C. side of it. It's more into, that's where the machine, most of the people up there, that's where they reside, is in Philly.
Okay.
That's why
sense.
It's got the power. And the vote, the electoral votes, ask them where the electoral votes is at. It's in Philly. That's why they're trying there. And Hillary's clan is, for some reason, is worried about losing Pennsylvania.
That's what I had actually heard yesterday on a report, yesterday afternoon on the radio, something along those lines as well. It's very interesting.
Yeah, the only states, like I say, in Florida, it will surprise me if she don't lose the state of Florida. It'll surprise me if she don't lose the state of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania, I don't know. Like I say, I know on the west side, but when you get over there on the east side, I don't know. And, But it's so heavily populated over there. See, in the middle of the state of Pennsylvania, even as big as it is, it's not a heavy populated state, see. But Philadelphia, like I say, and it's just barely in the PA.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with the East Coast. Haven't been back there. The furthest back towards the east I've been is Chicago. So I know that everything's really like kind of tight knit as far as location wise. Though everything's within a couple hours of each other in that one area, correct?
Oh, it is. It is. It really is. And see, now Illinois, it would not surprise me if he don't turn around and end up catching Illinois.
Hmm.
That would not surprise me because of all the gang wars that's went on up there in Barack's own hometown, or what he claims is his hometown. They are not. It's kind of like a good friend of mine said, and he's a black guy, because I have a lot of black dealers. And he said, every year, he said the same thing that they say on the news. He said they're promising them everything in the world, but never delivers on anything that's promised to any of us. And
right.
I said, but why would you go ahead, Fred, and go back and put them in there? He said, you're stupid when you do that. And he said, that's what the NAACP, if you'll notice, I have not seen them endorsing Hillary.
I've got
a lot of friends at the NAACP down here in Memphis, and I'm not. See, they didn't endorse Barack at the last election. They didn't.
Oh, wow.
They did not endorse him. No. And see, the Klan. She's talking about the Klan and trying to tie Trump into the Klan.
Mm-hmm.
They need to ask her, what about her senator that's one of her big supporters that is a member of the Ku Klux Klan? He's actually a member.
Yeah.
And I mean,
so
how are you going to say, hey, we're not, he's for the Klan, yet you've got one of your big sponsors, your big supporters, is actually a member, and he will tell you he is a member of the Klan.
Yeah, can you please explain that to us?
but it's like I told a lot of my friends. You got the Klan, you got the NAACP. Believe this or not, two of the leaders of the Klan and in NAACP, they're COOs, they're not CEOs, they're COOs, are best friends.
That would not surprise me in the very least. It's just kind of like that.
Money. It's money.
Yeah.
Look at the salaries, Zach, on each one of them. Look at what the head, look at all the salaries of the NAACP that's on staff. Look at all the salaries of the Klan, and you'll realize why that it's never been put to bed, because neither one of them wants it put to bed, because once that happens, there'll be no need for neither organization anymore.
And no one's making money. Yeah.
Nobody's making money. I'm telling you, that's because we grew up, we never heard of all this racism. I mean, we all was proud of our own heritage.
Right.
To be honest, some of my best friends I went to school with, still my barbers and all, best friends. Do you believe in mixing? No. Oh, you're racist? No. And the same thing, they'd lie if they said, Don, that's the way, we're proud of our heritage, just like you're proud of yours. Said,
right.
You just don't believe in that. I said, I know it, I agree with you. I said, man, you're preaching to the choir now. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And we would fight side by side with each other. We would play ball with each other.
Right.
But, but we just did not. That was just a part, I guess, of the South. We didn't believe in mixing. Not that we, that we come down on somebody that did, but we didn't on both sides. But we were best friends, and if you don't think that they wouldn't stick beside of us and fight, you're sadly mistaken. They would, and vice versa. But any time you state that, you're automatically deemed a racist, and we were not.
Mm-hmm.
They were not either. And they're still around today. They'll tell you the same thing. They still don't believe in it. But they're not racist. If you was broke down on the side of the highway, they'd stop and help you. They're not racist. That's just they're proud of their heritage. How can you deem that racism?
It's just a weird spin that people try to use for their advantage or sort of political gain.
Yeah, create hostility, and that way you take the focus off of whatever you're trying to avoid and put it on something else, see, so people don't see what really is important. They're all pointed at some other direction over here, and that's what's been going on for years.
Yep, exactly.
But what do you think about that with Patricia on that? What's your feelings there?
I don't know. It could go 50-50. I'm getting more information because they're very considering it looks like. So I'm hoping that I can have more information for you by the time I leave the office today.
Okay.
But I'm going to shoot him back and get some clarification here between American Power Sports Sales Center and the American Power Sports Manufacturing Company. Hopefully this will smooth things out and we can have some more feedback for you by the end of today.
Well, that's and I'll tell you something, Zach. If they needed any information directly from my bank, I know that's a no-no after 9/11. But
right.
I can actually authorize Mr. Baker down there at the bank. He's the vice president of it, to discuss and answer any questions they've got down there.
Sure, sure. If that's the case, I'll reach back out to you, and then we can set that up. But I'm going to shoot them over this information right now and see if this will suffice as far as their inquiry is concerned.
That'll be great. Listen, I do appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate your time today. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Well, thank you, my friend. You have a good day.
Thanks, Don. You too.
Bye-bye.